Saudi Arabia will host the 2034 FIFA World Cup. It's a huge moment for the country as it undergoes a sweeping economic and cultural transformation while swinging its doors open to tourists. Here's NPR's international correspondent, Ayo Batraoui.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia was expected to win its bid to host the Games. It was the only country in the running. Even so, excitement, national pride, and fervor has been whipped up. Saudi men in long white thobes and traditional headdress swayed back and forth to a live stream audience after the announcement. They sang in praise of King Salman, the country's aging monarch, and for his 39-year-old son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This moment is his, as much as it is one for the country, where most of the population are young, in need of jobs and housing, and excited by the rapid changes he's ushered in. No longer are women banned from sports stadiums, driving, or traveling abroad without male permission. Movie theaters, raves, and women's sports are all welcome in this new Saudi Arabia. But a simultaneous crackdown on the activists who'd long called for these changes highlights the prince's zero tolerance for free speech or criticism. Sports Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Turki Al Faisal says Saudi Arabia's investments in sports is actually a tool for change. In this video for FIFA, he says it's about, quote, growing together.
We are working hard to diversify our economy. We are opening up to the world. And most importantly, creating a better way of life for everyone in the country.
Well, not everyone, according to rights groups. South Asian migrant workers will be tasked with building the stadiums and infrastructure needed for the World Cup. Human Rights Watch's Michael Page says despite recent labor reforms,
Human Rights Watch has found that migrant workers are facing widespread abuses in Saudi Arabia, some of which may amount to situations of forced labor.
FIFA says the decade between now and when the games are played in Saudi Arabia offer, quote, good potential for the tournament to serve as a catalyst for future reforms. Ayo Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.